has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Friday morning, November the 8th. The live edition of Best Talk Now Radio Hour with Professional Money Manager Bill Gunderson, President of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, you know, we've had a rocky week, to say the least, in the market this past week, and I'll be writing about that in my newsletter this week, and there have been changes in the market. And I've been telling you all along that eventually the trends that have been in place all year long will come to an end, and new trends will start to develop. And if you don't change with those trends, you can get run over by a bulldozer, right? That's why I believe in active management. I don't believe in passive management. Passive management left you in the bond market. Bond market's been clobbered this year. Passive management left you in gold. Gold is down 25% this year. Passive management got you killed in 2000 and 2008, et cetera. Now, I don't believe you have to be day trading or anything like that, but a little bit of active management in my book is a good thing. Well, we've got the Dow struggling. It's trying. It's up 11 points right now. The S&P 500 is up about 3.5. The NASDAQ, which was just clobbered yesterday, I believe it was down 74 points, is up about 25 points today. We've got gold down, down 1.86%. Gold continues to go nowhere. We have crude oil up a little bit. It's at 94.44. We've got the dollar continuing to rise, and that's sending oil prices lower. And we have the 10-year yield up to 2.74%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Professional Money Manager Bill Gunderson. Well, you know what? The markets change. No trend lasts forever. Let's start with the big trend. The big trend is the bull market, which began in March of 2009 when the S&P hit 666. Well, today the S&P is at 1,750, so it's up 1,100 points since then. I have kept you in the market every inch of the way. Oh, I've gotten cautious at times, and I've raised a little cash at times, but as soon as the threat blew over, we were right back in. I've kept you invested. I have never said, go to cash, get out of this market. There will come a time, however, in the future when it's not safe to be in the stock market. Now, I don't believe that that's now. I believe that this bull market is still intact. But you know what we're seeing? We're seeing rotation. We're seeing sector rotation. We've had the medical sector in the market leading for the better part, well, pretty much all of 2013. Well, that medical sector got a shock back on October 1st when healthcare.gov was launched. I'm not placing any blame. This is just a fact. Markets don't like uncertainty. And what do we have in the medical sector right now? What do we have in the healthcare sector right now? Wherever you want to place the blame, whether you're for Obamacare, whether you're against Obamacare, this has placed uncertainty into the market. You say, well, what could a little thing like this, how could it impact the markets? Well, 25% of our economy is related to medical and healthcare, a major chunk. You know, whenever you see cuts in defense. Defense spending is a major portion of our economy. The consumer, obviously, is the biggest portion of our economy. But when you have 25% of the economy all of a sudden in limbo, you know, uncertain of itself, where it's going to go from here, big question mark out there, dark clouds hanging over it. And, you know, the bad part is it had been trading up for weeks, months, in anticipation of all of these new folks coming into the system. And right now, there's more folks leaving the system than are coming into the system. Now, I think they're going to get it fixed, and I think something's going to be done to balance this out. But in the meantime, the market has uncertainty. Now, the problem is that uncertainty has hit the leading sector in the market, all right? In fact, it's about the only sector that's been working this year. Outside of the internet, technology, a few other areas of the market, it's pretty much been the medical sector that has led the charge here in 2013. Take a look at the pharmaceuticals, their performance. Take a look at the biotechs, their performance. Take a look at many other medical-related areas of the market, healthcare, insurers, managed care providers. This is the area that was trading up significantly in advance of what was going to be a flood of new people coming into 25% of the economy. And it didn't happen. And now we're in limbo. And now there is uncertainty surrounding this sector. And so which sectors have been hit the hardest here? Since October 1st, here we are 5 weeks into this thing. It first hit the managed care providers. I documented that very clearly in my newsletter last week. I showed the chart. I said, look at this chart leading up to October 1st. Look at it hit new highs on October 1st. And look what's happened to it since October 1st. Now, I'm just showing you the facts here. It's so clear when you look at the charts of a Pfizer or an Aetna or a Centene or a Molina Healthcare, you can see them top out the first few days of October, and they've been weak ever since. In my newsletter last week, I said, if this thing isn't fixed soon, and it doesn't look like it's going to be, the ripples are going to ripple into other areas of the market. In other areas of healthcare, more specifically, it more than likely is going to ripple into the pharmaceuticals. It's more than likely going to ripple into the biotech stocks. And guess what? It has. Luckily, I've been taking action over the last month because I've seen one by one individual stocks, which I look at every single day, begin to break down. I sold my NPS pharmaceuticals for 111% gain. It has sold off wickedly since then. And many other stocks, which I locked in profits and got out of several weeks ago, are now not in free fall, but almost. That's why I'm an advocate of active management. I'm not an advocate of passive management. And I believe that when markets rotate, you better rotate with them, or you're going to get run over. Now, the question is, now that the leadership in the market is falling, the medical sector, where is the leadership rising? You know what? As of right now, I don't have an answer to that question. The market is still in limbo. The market is still kind of jockeying for the lead. It's sloshing around. The leaderboard is jumping around all over the place. We don't have a new leader in the market. Maybe the medical sector resumes leadership once again. I doubt that very, very much. Maybe technology resumes leadership. Maybe we go back to just a defensive market where you have consumer staples leading the market. That's the most likely scenario. And if that's the case, then we're going to have to find the very best consumer staple stocks, which I've done in the past. I will be doing the newsletter this weekend, like I do every weekend. We'll start with the big picture. I don't think much damage has been done to the overall market because we were hitting new all-time highs as recently as Tuesday. But it's the internals of the market that are churning right now. It's the asset classes. Is it time to cut back on small and mid-cap stocks, which has led the market? All year long, I'll have an answer for you, at least IMO, in my opinion, this weekend. Is it time to cut back in certain areas in your 401k? Are you heavily loaded up in the healthcare sector, or in the natural resource sector, in the technology sector? Is it time to start making changes? I'll do my best to answer those questions in the newsletter. But suffice it to say, the change that I've been warning that was going to come has come to the market, not to the big picture, but to the internals of the market. And if you can adjust with those internals in the market, that's how you stay ahead of the game in the market. I send out my newsletter every weekend. I've devoted 10 hours this Friday to writing that doggone newsletter. It's more than 3 weeks by going to my website at pw3.com. You got to rotate with the market or it'll run you over. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Professional Money Manager Bill Gunderson, President of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. We are active money managers. Nothing passive going on here in our office here this week or any other week for that matter. We're on top of a glued to the markets on a daily basis. And boy, I'll tell you what, if you don't rotate with those markets when they rotate, you're going to get run over. Now, here's the thing. The market hasn't rotated all year long. It's a fine line. On the one hand, you don't want to be doing too much. You want to ride the trends for all they're worth. As long as those trends are in place, you got to be there taking advantage of those trends. And that trend has been in place in the market here in 2013 in the small, mid-cap domestic stocks, medical technology stocks. That's what's led the market. How narrow of an advance has 2013 been? Well, virtually every other asset class has not participated in the move in the market this year. Bonds are negative, big time. Precious metals are negative, big time. Emerging markets are negative. Look how narrow the advance in the market has been this year. And look how important it's been to be in that right area, that sweet spot of the market. And nobody who's listened to my show this year can say that Gunderson hasn't kept us in the sweet spot in the market. However, the sweet spot in the market changes from time to time. Now, right now, the market's in a bit of turmoil. There's internal turmoil. While the market's been hitting new highs recently, the internals of the market are rotating. We don't really have new leadership in the market yet. I'm going to analyze a heck of a lot of evidence this weekend and this Friday, crunch the numbers, look at where the asset classes are, look at where the sectors are, and do my best. But the next point I would like to make is this. Even though the medical sector has been breaking down lately, not every stock within the medical sector has been breaking down. I get people that send me tweets. They say, what do you think of the biotech sector here? Should I get in? It depends on the stock. For the most part, the biotech sector is a place to avoid right now. I've sold many. I took profits several weeks ago in the biotech sector. However, I still own some that are still holding up. Jazz Pharmaceutical still holding up well. Dexcom, one of the biggest winners in the market yesterday. And others continue to do just fine. And other medical stocks continue to do just fine. So you have to take it on a case-by-case basis. Now, if you were saying, what do you think of the sector right now? I would say I don't like it. If I owned a mutual fund in that sector, I'd be real careful right now. I would consider maybe locking in my profits here. But when you're talking about the individual stocks within the sector, well, like I say, it's a case-by-case basis. I want to mention Twitter just for a moment, then I want to move on to a best stock now. I wouldn't touch Twitter with the 10-foot pole. I see the questions coming across the ticker here and the tape here on CNBC. Is it too late to get into Twitter? Well, you know what? I see sell recommendations coming out on Twitter already. A lot of analysts had it valued at $35 a share. Well, it's at $45 per share. I have always said on IPOs like this, give them time. Let them prove themselves. whether or not management knows how to run a publicly traded company. You look at these great stocks over the years that have rewarded shareholders so well and put so much money in shareholders' pockets. You know, that just didn't happen from day one. They had to learn how to become CEOs of publicly traded companies. They had to learn how to become shareholder-friendly companies. So give Twitter some time. There's no hurry. Enjoy the product. But I would definitely stay away from the stock here. I was not involved at all in the IPO. I'm not a big enough institution, I suppose, to get in at that $26 price and then unload it at $45 to all the individual retail investors out there. I would just avoid the thing. All right, let's talk about the best stock now and guess what sector it's in. Oh, it's in the medical sector of all places. In fact, it's a stock that I wrote about in my book, Best Stocks Now. It's a little-known stock, but it's been good to me over the years, and it's been good to shareholders over the years. I like that a lot. And it's hitting new highs today. I like that, too. Ensign Group, ENSG, is a small-cap company headquartered in Mission Viejo, California, which is about an hour and a half north of me here in San Diego. Ensign Group operates 108 nursing facilities, 7 assisted living facilities, and 6 hospice operations in 11 states. They've been growing very, very nicely. They were our best stock now when I wrote my book a couple of years ago. It was one of the 53 stocks that I chose at that time. And it continues to be a best stock now today. In fact, when I wrote the book, it was trading about $25 per share. Today, it's $44 per share. Reported earnings, nice earnings report, and we're hitting new highs. Here's the particulars. Number one, performance. I like companies that reward shareholders, that line shareholders' pockets. Not inside. You know, I don't have a problem with the insiders lining their pockets. They're lining my pockets, too, as a shareholder. Over the last 5 years, Ensign Group has been delivering 23.7% per year to investors, way above what the market's done. Over the last 3 years, Ensign Group has been delivering 26% per year to investors. That's very consistent performance. And again, way better than the overall market. Over the last 12 months, the stock's up 47%. And it is a stock that I own here in my aggressive growth accounts. It passes the performance test. But I require more than just performance. I also require value. I have to make a strong case for the stock being significantly higher, at least 80% higher 5 years from now, or I won't consider the stock. Well, sorry, Tesla. I don't think you're going to make that cut. But what about Ensign Group? Ensign Group is currently trading at 14 times forward earnings. It's expected to grow by 15% per year over the next 5 years. It gets a paid ratio of 0.94. I was pointing out earlier this week that Tesla was trading at 5.6 paid ratio. I warned about Tesla. Was I right about Tesla? Tesla continues to get clobbered. Ensign Group has a very nice paid ratio of 0.94. That doesn't guarantee that it's going to continue to go up, but you're stacking the probabilities in your favor, the performance probabilities, the valuation probabilities. I have a 5-year price target of $78 per share on Ensign Group. And lastly, the all-important stock chart. It's a good one. New highs today. We continue to own it here at Gunderson Capital Management. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Talk Now Radio Hour. Well, what do we have? 7 weeks left to go in 2013. Well, it's been a good year in the markets. If you've been in the right areas of the market, if you've been in a 50-50 stock bond portfolio, it hasn't been a good year for you. If you've been in a broadly based, well-diversified asset allocation, it's been a very average year. But if you've been in U.S. stocks, it's been a great year, and that's where I've been. Now, I don't believe in being 100% in U.S. stocks all the time. Look at 2008. The bond market was up 23% that year, while stocks were down 38%. Like I say, if you don't rotate, when the market rotates, you get run over by a bulldozer. For that reason, I'm a believer in active management versus passive management. And I'll argue that point all day long with folks that believe in passive management. Why do most people advocate passive management? Well, it's a lot easier. You keep your expenses down, don't you? You don't have to do much once a year. But look at what changes throughout the year. Why did it make any sense to stay in the bond market with a steep roller called taper talk out there and rising interest rates almost certain? Well, we got 7 weeks left in the year. The overall market continues to be bullish. We remain in a four-year, eight-month-old bull market. I have little doubt that when I report in my newsletter this week about the big picture of the market, I doubt very much that that four-year, seven-month trend has broken. The primary uptrend is still up. Another name for a primary uptrend is bull. Bull market. Another name for a primary downtrend, I'm not talking the last couple of days. I'm not talking the last couple of weeks. I'm talking about the primary trend. Sometimes you have to step back just a little bit from the painting that you're looking at on the walls. And instead of examining the minutiae and the details, you have to step back and look at the big picture. The big picture is that the bull market is still intact. However, having said that, the market is made up of lots and lots of different asset classes that we have to choose from. Oh, man, we've got real estate investment trusts. We've got fixed income. We've got precious metals. We've got developed international markets. We've got emerging markets. We've got small cap stocks. We've got mid cap stocks. We've got large cap stocks. And some would say, well, just throw a bunch of darts out there and hit a little bit of each one of them, and you're bound to hit some winners. The problem with that, you're also bound to hit some losers. Instead, I would rather pinpoint the areas of the market that are working, and as long as they're working, remain invested there, and when they stop working, move on. This has been a very unusual year. It's been a year where there's only been one asset class that's worked. That's very unusual. It's been the stock market. It's been equities. It's been ownership of companies. Not lenders to companies, but ownership, owners of companies. And not foreign companies, not emerging market companies, but U.S. companies. And not really the big blue chips, but the smaller companies, the small and mid-cap stocks. You know, it's always a magnificent sight to see a Navy ship returning from deployment here in San Diego, which I'm watching out my window right now with a big American flag. It sends a chill down your spine. These guys coming back from whatever they've been on, a six-month deployment, returning home, I just thought I would throw that in. This is a market that continues to be bullish. However, the internals of the market are being shaken up right now. It's not okay to just stay fully invested in the market in the same areas that you've been invested all year. From time to time, you have to make some changes. And I have been making changes. I've been doing a lot of selling over the last 4, 5, 6 weeks in the leadership areas of the market as they've continued to fall apart. New leaders have not really emerged yet. I'm looking for signs. I'm looking for clues. The energy stocks tried to pick up the baton. They've kind of fumbled it for now. I haven't counted them out yet. They still could. The problem is now we have a rising dollar. What did Europe do yesterday? They lowered their interest rates. What's that do? It raises our dollar. That sends oil prices south, and that has sent oil stocks south for now. I believe that's a temporary thing. I still think oil stocks are going to be a good place to be going forward. Only time will tell. Well, there's still a lot of individual stocks that are doing well in the market, and one that I continue to own here at Gunderson Capital Management is one of the greatest stocks of the decade, Priceline.com. Priceline, once again, reported a great earnings report. You know that over the last 10 years, this is one of the best performing stocks in the entire market. It's averaged 47% per year. That's doubling your money every 1.5 years over the last 10 years. Is that a shareholder-friendly company? Just ask William Shatner. He's done okay with his shares. Over the last 5 years, Priceline has delivered almost 80% per year to investors. You know, you would never really think a company like Priceline. You know, when I really discovered Priceline was when I wrote my book. It was one of the 53 stocks that I put in the book, along with the one that I talked about in the first half of the show, Ensign Group. I could not believe the returns on Priceline.com. The returns were better than Apple. I had never given Priceline a second look. I really never used the service. Priceline.com, whatever they do, they're doing it right. And it sure has been well for shareholders. But I discovered that stock when I was writing my book, when I was inventing my app. I couldn't believe the different stocks that rose to the top that I had no idea. I would just scratch my head and say, I didn't know that that was such a great stock. Well, I do now. It's still a great stock. It's still a best stock now. I've written many articles on Priceline.com. You can Google my name, Bill Gunderson, and Priceline, and I probably come up more than William Shatner when you do a Google search on all the various articles that I've written on the stock. Priceline over the last 12 months is up another 61%. It's just been a phenomenal stock. Even in 2008, when the market was down 38.5%, Priceline was only down 5.9% that year. It even has a little bit of a defensive posture. Now, what is Priceline worth? Come on, Gunderson, this thing's $1,000 a share. Isn't this one of the most expensive stocks in the entire market? You know what? The price of the shares has nothing to do with the valuation. That just tells you what a share costs. The valuation is price to earnings, price to book, price to cash flow, price to sales. When I take Priceline's earnings today, which are expected to be, let's call it $50 per share next year. Can you imagine if Twitter was going to make $50 per share next year, how much Twitter would be worth? Priceline is expected to make $50 per share next year. It's expected to grow by 20% per year over the next 5 years. Do you know what $50 becomes growing by 20% per year? You know, Priceline over the last 5 years has grown by 45% per year. Now, there's a CEO that ought to be running our economy. Priceline is still not that expensive. In fact, the paid ratio comes in at 1.01. What was Tesla again? 5.5? In other words, Tesla was trading at 5.5 times its growth rate. Priceline still, even today, at $1,000 a share. I think it was 450 when I wrote the book. Now it's over 1,000. Now that book's destined to be a classic someday, at least in my mind. Priceline in my book, in my eyes, today is still a best stock now. And it's a stock that we own at Gunderson Capital Management. And what's the last factor we look at? It's that all-important stock chart, a one-year chart. Just keep it simple. I don't buy downtrends. I don't like sideways trends. I don't like stocks that are topping out and beginning to roll over. Priceline still has a pretty healthy uptrend going on here. And I think Priceline could continue to be a best stock out. Nevertheless, I'll be vigilant. Watch it every day. And when it's no longer a best stock now, oh no, this is Bill Gunnarsson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. You want to be sure and get the news about this weekend because there is internal changes going on in the market. And if you don't roll with the changes, man, REO, Speedwagon, something like that, you're going to get run over by a freight train. So I'm going to do my best to show you where the market's going and what changes to be making in your portfolios at the current time. You know, we've pretty much been lucky. We've rode this current trend since the beginning of the year, and it's been good to us. We've ridden it for all it's worth. And sometimes, you know, a trend eventually is wrung out, like a lemon. There's no juice left in that lemon, and it's got to refresh, and it's got to replenish, and other areas of the market begin to lead. Very important to stay with it. Now, I use my app. I invented the app for this very purpose, to make it easier for me to spot the leadership in the market. You know, Investors Daily does a good job of showing you the strongest stocks in the market. But where it falls short, in my opinion, is it completely ignores valuation. And I have a hard time with that. Valuation is almost one half of my formula in coming up with the best stocks. Now, I want to talk just a little bit about what the app can do for you and what the app won't do for you. You know what? You can put the very best tools, woodworking tools, in the hand of a novice woodworker. Doesn't matter if he has the very best tools available to him. He's probably not going to do a very good job creating that beautiful woodworking, whatever it is, masterpiece. Yet you put those same tools in the hands of a craftsman, he doesn't even need those kinds of tools. He could do it with lesser tools. The user of the tool has a lot to do with it. Same with the fishing pole. You know, fishing poles nowadays, they have come so far. I can't even believe it. I can buy reels now, $450 for a fishing reel. Come on, I'm a cheapskate, but I've got to have one. They're two-speed. You can't believe how smooth these fishing reels that we use today are. And I remember the old Penn Jigmasters. They were horrible. But now, these great fishing reels and the carbon composite rods that we have and the fish finding electronics that we have, but yet you put it in the hands of a novice, he's no more likely to catch a fish than if he had the worst tool. But the app is just like that. It's a tool. Here's the way I look at it. It points me in the direction of the best stocks now. Now it's up to me, as the craftsman or the journeyman or whatever you want to call it, the money manager, to ferret out amongst those best 200 or 300 stocks. Isn't it a huge advantage to get rid of over 3,000 3,300 stocks, not even have to worry about those? Forget about it, they say in New York. We're just looking at that top 200 or 300. Well, that's still a lot, you say. I know it is. But now, what's your risk profile? Are you interested in large cap conservative stocks? Well, then focus there. Go to the app and click on conservative stocks, and there comes your top-rated conservative growth stocks. Are you a very aggressive type investor? Then click on aggressive and look at the top aggressive. Are you an income investor? Go to the growth and income sector and click on that. It's going to show you on a daily basis where the best growth and income stocks are. Man, to me, that's how you find the Priceline.coms. That's how you find the Ensign Groups. That's how you find the Dexcoms of the world. It's a big, big, big ocean out there. Just ask these four guys coming back from deployment today. I'm seeing another ship enter the harbor. I heard that there were two ships returning today. It's really cool to see them all dressed in their dress whites and the big American flags. Well, I can smell the diesel fumes coming from the ship as they pass by. That's how close I am to the harbor in San Diego. It really is a beautiful sight to behold. But that app is going to point you in the right direction. Now, you have to take the tool that you're given, and you have to make those final selections. I had one guy write to me, he said, how come the app didn't show me Microsoft before it had its big day on Wednesday? You know what? Because Microsoft is not a best stock now. From time to time, Cisco's going to have a big day. Microsoft's going to have a big day. GE's might have a good year. Who knows? But the probabilities are that these are not the best stocks anymore. They were at one time, and they still can have good weeks and good months. But all in all, you want to put the probabilities in your favor. Compare the performance of Priceline over the last 1, 3, 5, 10 years versus the performance of Microsoft. Which stock would you rather own? So the app is a tool. It's not a mechanical system. I can't sit here and tell you only buy stocks that are ranked 157 or better, and when they drop below 157, sell them. It still takes human touch. I didn't want a mechanical system. I don't want to take the human touch. You know, so many people want something that's easy. Now, this is easy. Just put it on autopilot, and it's all like, you know what? There's still a lot to this market. Yesterday, the oil stocks getting hit. And I looked at the underneath reason. It was because the Europeans lowered their interest rates, and that was causing our dollar to bump up. I think that's probably a temporary thing. So you have to weigh that into your decision-making every day. When you say, should I sell this stock? I don't like the chart today. Well, you got to look at the neighborhood it's in. How are all the other stocks in that sector doing? And is there a reason why that's happening? Is there an explanation? And is it a temporary thing, or has something changed structurally? I would say something structurally has changed in the medical sector. We now have uncertainty. We now have uncertainty in an area 25% of our economy, and the market doesn't like uncertainty. So you have to weigh all of that stuff out. I wish I could invent a mechanical system where you didn't even have to think. That's all you had to do was push the buy or sell button. But you know what? I think it's better if you think. I think it's better if you use a little bit of logic and common sense. And in the end, I let the stock charts be my final determining factor. I'm not going to sit there and stubbornly argue fundamentals or performance. In the end, that stock chart is the last determinant in the best stocks now system. Hey, get the newsletter this weekend. There's a lot churning in the market. You better stay on top of it. PWStreet.com. If you're interested in active management, 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.